Hey everybody, welcome to Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching Power Rangers episode 281, Power Rangers in Space, episode 31, Rangers Gone Psycho.
That sounds great in everybody's ear hole. It aired on October 30th, 1998, is written and directed by Judd Lynn.
Oh, double duty. These are, I can't remember which other ones he's done, but I feel like they're usually good when he does both. It's definitely a special episode if he's like, I have to take care of this.
By the time we watch the episode and come back, I will have forgotten who wrote and directed this episode. So you're asking the wrong guy.
Well, you're right. Anyway, if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and then you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should. Guys, the Psycho Rangers are probably showing up this episode. If I was a betting man.
What was your first clue?
It's subtle.
Literally the words Psycho and Rangers are in the title?
Yep, that was my first subtle clue. The second one is I'm pretty sure the last time the little thing on Netflix was a Psycho Ranger. Either way, we're going to watch it right now.
Let's rock it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Back
and we just went psycho.
We did.
It was pretty good.
I liked it a lot. I loved Psycho Rangers. They are so good. They look so cool. I almost said, if you're new here, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating review, that'd be awesome. Helps out a bunch. Lets people find a show. We got some reviews.
I know. I just remembered when you said that.
Get them ready.
I gotta pull them up.
Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the show, and it helps us out. You get some cool stuff in return, and you should really consider doing that. We did dip below 450, so we haven't recorded the... What the hell is that show?
Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
We haven't recorded those episodes yet, and now we're below the mark, but we did pass it, so I don't know...
We did say we were gonna record it.
Here's what we'll do. We watch 5 episodes, and then we record 2 different episodes, about, you know, 3 and then 2. So what if we just do half of that? Because we did pass it, but we have gone back down. So we'll just do, we'll split the diff.
We'll do 2.5 episodes?
We'll do 2 or 3 episodes.
We're very close, so I feel like we should do 3.
Okay.
Because we're at like 445.
Yeah. So we'll do
the bigger half.
Yeah, so we'll do those, and we'll... Put that up on Patreon. If you want to help show out, we'd really appreciate it. Patreon.com/JakeandJosh. Josh.
Yo.
Hit us up with those Podknife reviews.
All right. First one on Podknife is from May 23rd, 2017 by Vakasa.
That is Matt Hoadley.
Did he leave us one on iTunes?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because if he did, both of these... A double dips. And you know what? That's fine, guys.
That's fine.
You want a double dip?
We don't
rate us
mind.
On all 3 if you want.
Yeah. Go rating nuts.
We
go
love
psycho
that.
When you're rating.
But please give us 1 on iTunes so we can hit 50.
We might have that by now.
Maybe. I'll check when I read these.
Okay.
Vakasa lovingly writes. Oh, they're both 5 stars. By the way, come on. This podcast is a delightful climb through the peaks and valleys of the Power Rangers franchise. Jake and Josh are a great mix of personalities that make for a truly fun time, especially when the episodes of Power Rangers are less than stellar. The second one is A Great Adventure Through Power Rangers on March 26th by Rev Ryebread.
Hey, that's Riley Hopkins. I know these people now.
And he writes, I've already reviewed these dudes on iTunes, but they got me back into Power Rangers, and between their love of the franchise, the positivity of their community, and the exceptionally high quality of the podcast, I cannot suggest any other podcast more for your Ranger needs.
Thank you guys so much. It means a lot to us. And if you want to leave us a rating and review on Podknife, that would be awesome too, because it's a pretty great idea for a service. You can check that iTunes while I'm vamping.
Yes,
it's like region free podcast reviews. So if you don't have iTunes, you can rate there. If you don't have Android, you can rate there. Like if you don't have any other way of rating us, you can do it on Podknife. And I think that's a really great idea. I'm amazed it took this long to get there. Also, again, Matt and Riley, thank you very much.
Speaking of, do we have guests coming up?
Yeah, we got two real close to each other because somebody goofed. It was me.
We weren't supposed to do that, Jay.
I messed up.
No, it's fine. We have hit 50.
Also,
on iTunes.
Okay, good. But also, for the next guest is the last episode of Psycho Rangers Arc because I thought it ended one earlier. So, but I already promised. Oops.
Oopsie. So on iTunes, funny and engaging even when I'm on my phone, so that's all I get.
iTunes refuses to tell you anymore.
It is by iTunes user Mr. Bibbs.
That is someone on Twitter that is a recent acquisition to our Twitter. I don't know why I said it like that. That makes no sense.
It just makes me think of Mr. B. So now I'm picturing him. This is super local wrestling.
Super local indie wrestling.
Well, not a joke, but I just picture him typing this up, and he's kind of funny. Like, he thinks he's kind of funny, so I'm just picturing him, like, mugging at the computer when it's just him typing a review.
Can you imagine if it was Mr. B? That'd be crazy. Sorry.
Plus, I call him Mr. Pib because I don't like him. Yeah. So this is just very funny username to me. Mr. Bibbs writes, a very charming show covering the classic, in parentheses, Lee Bad, television show from the 90s, Jake and Josh engage with the property with both reverence when it's good and exasperation when it's not. Some of the bits, particularly the one about what a Pink Ranger is wearing, can be mildly awkward to listen to, and the references to wrestling can be alienating. This is a 4-star review, by the way.
That's fair.
The podcast has some acknowledged problems with being able to listen to older episodes shunted onto a separate podcast with some links not working correctly. I know about those. I'm getting to it.
We're getting to it.
Fundamentally, though, it's entirely fun to listen to two men talk about a show that can't help being lovable. So I don't know if he means the show is lovable or we are lovable. I'm going to choose that he means both.
I don't see why we have to choose. Yeah, I don't think we have to choose. Thank you for the review. Yeah, we are going to be fixing the feed in between seasons, which is August, I think.
Soon.
I think the split is August this go around.
Because this is episode 31, and there's like 43 this season.
40-something, yeah. So
we're closing in on
I think like the last week of July and then August is going to be our hiatus this year. We'll have it fixed then, but in the meantime, those old episodes are probably hard to listen to, and you're not missing much.
All are on the archive site and working correctly through that.
Yeah.
It's a little cumbersome, I know, to get it onto a phone or whatever from that, because you got to download it and transfer it over.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you can just, like, stream it from your phone.
If you want to stream it. I don't know what your data plans look like, but mine won't really allow for that.
Well, yeah. I don't know. There's Wi-Fi everywhere. Anyway, thank you for the review. Sorry about the wrestling talk. It's never going to stop. So
nope.
It happened in the beginning of that review. So, it's never going away.
yeah, I don't pre-read these.
Here's what you should do. Everyone should just get into pro wrestling. And it's the greatest. You want to jump in?
Yeah.
We do still have an email from Jade. I haven't bullet pointed it yet. Somebody remind me on Monday. When you're hearing this, next Monday is when we record Friday's episode. Someone remind me that morning to look at it. and I will shorten it. Because it's got a lot of stuff about like Zane and the KO35 ends and like what was said on the DVDs in the last time on and next time on that we don't get on Netflix.
Right.
Which like helps explain things, which is kind of a weird way to, you know, run your show. To make sure you need to have a previously on and next time on to clear some things up. Then again, maybe we just missed him. It happens. We start off right away in the middle of the action with the Power Rangers fighting a Mega Man X owl.
Yep.
Just like straight up fighting this owl dude. He like does that like swoop attack that all bird monsters do in Super Sentai shows.
Well, I mean, if you can fly, you got to swoop.
Yeah.
Does he fire eye lasers at the ceiling at some point?
He does. Like, okay. That's like the next thing that happens is he shoots at the ceiling, or as my autocorrect decided to call it, the Celine's apostrophe S. Yes, Celine, like Celine Dion's.
Yeah, it's Celine's.
Yeah.
That ceiling belongs to Celine.
Nothing quite belongs to her because it doesn't say. It just says the Celine's and causes a collapse. So way to go, autocorrect. You really nailed that one. So yeah, the ceiling like collapses in, and by which I mean like three pipes fall down in the Power Rangers way, and they're like, we can't get over there now.
These are the guys who enter a battlefield by doing jump flips.
Yeah, and they just can't get over this little, like, some debris on the ground
this
in a warehouse.
Video game 101.
Yeah. You gotta find a secret path to go around, or you gotta
go around
get an
the
item.
Long way. The end game is at the other side of these pipes. You gotta take the long way around.
They do this sweet double team move, or, well, I guess quintuple team move, where they all line up single file. Also, TJ's calling all the shots, which
is
kind of weird.
In front.
So he calls it, they all get a single file, and the girls pop out from either side and shoot their weapon, their regular weapons, the Star Slinger and the Satellite Stunner. And I don't remember what Carlos and Andros do.
All three of the guys, I think, jump at the owl?
That would make sense.
They don't call their weapons, because the girls call their weapons when they shoot.
Yeah.
Which, for some reason, struck me as weird, finally.
Yeah, it's voice-activated weaponry. I think they kill him, because he grows.
They do. They knock him down. I'm pretty sure either Carlos and TJ, or Carlos and Andros jump off of TJ's shoulders, or all three of them just leap forward. I can't remember.
Well, if they did the first one, it's because they had to get some leverage to get over those very tall pipes. So they hit him, kill him, or whatever, and he just grows.
I don't think he dies. I think he just gets mad and, like, grows, because the next shot is him just busting through the roof.
Yeah, and he's on, like, 1 foot, like he wasn't ready to grow.
Oh, he's a hoot-hoot.
Well, no. Because he has his other... Well, no, I guess they do have 2 feet, don't they?
Yep.
Hashtag not my hoot hoots.
But he's up on 1 foot.
He's like catching his balance. He's like, oh, now I'm going to get you. Nothing can stop me. Hey, buddy. Owl buddy. Have you never seen Power Rangers before?
I don't think he has.
This is like literally what happens all the time. And then next thing is that you die. And that's what happens.
That's what happens. TJ calls the Zords. And then when they get in the Zords, Andros calls the shots.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in the Sentai episode that the Blue Ranger is in charge.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because he's like definitely doing all of like the leading in these scenes, which is weird because like I know the Black Ranger in the Sentai footage is, and then in our stuff it's Andros. It's not TJ.
I have a lot of questions about this footage that won't be answered because they kill the owl and he's never mentioned again.
I think this is just like, hey, we had extra footage because like we ran through the first episodes real
quick.
It's
a weird way, coming off of the last few episodes, it's a weird way to open because it doesn't set up anything. It's just like, we have some footage to burn, throw it before the credits. I'm glad they did. I like the owl monster. I think he looks neat.
I think this is like just a regular episode of Power Rangers, guys. Yeah. Or they wanted to be like, you gotta have a giant fight, so we got out of the way right away.
Maybe.
Because the rest of the episode is not about this. There's 50 episodes of the Sentai, 50 plus episodes of Mega Ranger, and there's 40-something episodes of this, so they have, like, extra episodes.
I think it's 43.
In Time Force, they did this a lot, where they would just start off with them catching a monster because, like, they had more footage than they needed. And,
right.
And I know in this season and in Time Force, they do a lot of, like, American footage. Like, just, like, whole cloth plots. So, like, they're just like, yeah, let's just use it to do something. Whatever. They kill him right away. And then it's an Astro Megazord fight, and they kill him with the saber. So, like, this has got to be an early episode.
Yeah. That's probably why they just, like, burned it now. They've been sitting on it, and they're like, I can't do anything with this monster.
Right.
Let's just kill him.
So then we got a theme song, and when we come back, Andros is on the bridge, and he's looking at his locket all sad. And we get some flashbacks to when Astronomer was chained up in the engine room. And they were just like talking about how now they found each other and have all the time in the world to get used to each other.
That's weirdly one of the more intimate moments that they've had together.
Well,
was she's chained in a prison and still technically a prisoner.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of like one-on-one time. Ashley comes in and sees him being all sad and then walks over to press a button.
Yeah.
She, like, has something in one of her hands. I don't know if it's not important because it disappears in a minute. And she just, like, hits some buttons. And I think that's just to be, like, let Andros know that she's in the room and not, like, spying on him or anything.
Right.
She's like, boop. And then she walks over and she, like, puts her arms around him. She's like, hey, I got an idea. Let's get everybody together and take a break. We've been working really hard. It's been crazy. We've skipped school for the past 6 months. let's just go take a break. And he's like, where? And she's like, just shut up. Just like, come on. And she has to like drag him off the bridge from being a sad emo boy.
Yeah, because she starts to walk away and he's not getting up.
And she's like, come on. So then we cut down to Laverne's, a.k.a. the Surf Shack. Laverne's not her name, but I already forgot it.
Adele.
and Adele has like this like two trays of the biggest plates of fries. It's like
and
fries.
Burgers.
There's a burger on each one, but it's like... 80% fries and a burger, like a regulation size burger. So, like, that's to get a lot for your money back in 1998, I guess.
Yeah, I doubt she's pulling the Ernie, because I don't think she knows. I mean, maybe she figured it out, because she does say, I thought you guys fell off the edge of the earth.
Yeah, wink!
So maybe she's put it together.
Maybe Ernie left her a note, or Lieutenant Stone left a note, like, hey, these are the Power Rangers, like, be cool, right? They're saving our lives. They're out here every day.
If any one of them is different, check the colors.
Yeah. Here are the colors we've noticed. There's either a green or a black, never both, unless there's six. It's a whole color chart. What was Cassie wearing? She got a pink tank top on and black pants. The tank top is very weird because it has a skyline around like the waist and a moon on the shoulder.
It's a very weird shirt.
I thought her pants were jagged and very tall.
How would you keep those up?
I don't know.
Very specific belt loops.
Yeah, very strategic belt loops. It's an inside belt. I can't think of a less
would
convenient
thing. Would that even work?
Well, yeah, as long as the belt loops are still attached
to the pants.
But would you
be able
pants,
to tighten it the
that's
same
the
way?
Trick. I don't know. You got to have some sort of ripcord situation. But I just, like, I noticed the moon. I was like, oh, there's like a moon on her tank top. That's because she's space now. And then you're like, is that a skyline? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's not just weird pants. Okay.
It's a weird shirt.
It's just a weird shirt. It's a regular shirt. It's just...
No, it's kind of weird. Because, like, it's very open and pink, except for the moon. And then the skyline is very low down. So yeah. It's just kind of, like, weirdly placed.
It's like a vintage shirt. I don't know. It's like, it's obviously she did not get it from Target.
No.
So
it doesn't have birds on it.
No. I'm wearing a night... Okay, let's part the kimono here. I bought a new tank top. And it's just like this gross, ugly Florida-looking shirt with a couple birds amongst some foliage. And I love it.
I can see no less than two toucans where I'm sitting.
I've only found the one, and there's this parakeet guy.
That's a toucan.
No, this is a toucan. There's another one somewhere.
That's a toucan on your side there, too.
This guy's not a toucan.
No, but up above that.
There's another one?
Yeah.
Hey, look at him. He's burbs.
This has been Audio Where's Toucans.
Everyone's favorite, the hottest new segment of podcasting. What's Jake's shirt?
What's Jake wear?
How many birds are on that shirt? Stay tuned as this story develops. So they get a communicator beep, and they all like stand up and they look around because they just got their food. Cassie says something about how like the Synthetron doesn't make burgers as good. Those burgers looked real garbage. Those burgers looked really bad, you guys. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm a burger snob.
I thought they looked fine. I mean, there was nothing on them. It was just a burger on a bun.
It looked like a slice of lettuce on a bun to me. These are some In-N-Out level burgers where they're just this little thin sheet of meat paper and there's nothing to it. I've made better burgers and I feel like that's like a low bar to clear and Adele didn't do it. So what are the Synthetron burgers like?
Oh, it's just...
They're White Castle burgers, which are the worst. You can at me if you want. I don't care. You can
literally go to a freezer section and buy a White Castle burger, and it's the same exact thing that they sell you in the restaurant.
And it still sucks.
I think they go to Target and buy their burgers and microwave and serve them to you.
Yep.
They're perforated. All right. Good.
Anyway, moving past these burgers. The communicator goes off again, and they're like, what's going on? And they look over, and there's this little girl who Ashley obviously knows. She's been in space for 5 months. How does she know this little girl's name is Mandy? But she
Mandy.
Knows.
I was like, what was it? Melanie?
That's Mandy.
Mandy.
Like the Barry Manilow song. Mandy.
Right.
You've heard Mandy by Barry Manilow.
Yeah, but I mean... There's also like Mandy, like Mandy Moore.
That was my second place.
It's just weird that you go to a Barry Manilow song.
No, it's not because it's Angel's favorite song on the show, Angel.
Well, now there's...
And he's very embarrassed about it. And I had that song stuck in my head for like 6 months straight when I was in high school once, and it was terrible. But she's like, yeah, it's my new Copernicus 3000. These things used to exist.
They did.
It's just like a tiny computer that you can type a little message into or set an alarm or keep an address.
Or keep addresses in, and you could like send a message to someone 5 feet away from you with it.
With like infrared that had to be pointed directly at each other. And it makes the same like bloop kind of noise.
Yeah.
And
which like I just realized that the old communicator noise is dead forever.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we've heard them, but I mean, I guess we have. It just didn't register because it was this weird noise.
They never really use their communicators, to be fair.
That's like, true.
Like, I think the last time they were beeped was the grandma episode, and that was a while ago.
Yeah.
So she's like, hey, Manny, can I see that? And she's like, yeah, it's a Copernicus 5000. You can put messages and addresses. It's got everything you could want. It's like having a second brain.
She says as I'm tossing my iPhone in my hand.
Like, I literally, the other day, I just threw my phone on the ground on accident. Like, I was just like, oops.
Last night, you threw it across the room.
I did.
Onto a couch. Like, it didn't.
Yeah, I didn't, like, chunk it at the floor or anything. Because I ducked myself. I went to do the air horn, and the volume was off, so it did nothing, and I was mad. Her second brain doesn't even have the internet on that. It's useless.
It's like a second brain. I can put information I don't want to keep in my head on this thing.
Yeah, hey, me too. But also, I got to see air horn app. Does that have an air horn app? I don't think so. She's like, oh, it's real cool. Thanks. And she hands it back to Mandy. And then they go back to, like, eating, and Cassie and Carlos go up to the bar to get their drinks, which are just, like, colas. And I really like this moment because Cassie goes to grab the tray and just grabs one for her. And then Carlos
Oh, I want to go back to the burgers for just a second.
Okay, yeah, we didn't talk about that enough.
Because when Adele puts them down on the table, and this is just a weird thing that bothered probably only me. I only noticed Ashley do it, but I'm pretty sure everybody did. She reached over the one in front of her and grabbed the one behind it.
Everyone did that, didn't they? They were like, I want the far one. They looked all the same.
They
so
were all
know.
The same. It was just a burger and a mountain of fries. Yeah. And then in the middle was a basket full of more fries.
That Carlos like took, because I guess Adele brought it and was going to take it back. And Carlos was like, no, thank you. That's for us. They grab their drinks. Carlos, like, picks them up. Cassie, like, grabs hers, which is just so funny to me. And they see this news report of, like, this building that was destroyed. It was, like, a tornado hit it. Whatever happened, like, happened so fast and hit so hard. And, like, look, the Power Rangers are coming now. And now this might seem weird to you because the Power Rangers are at the Surf Shack. Surf Spot? Surf Town USA. They're at Laverne's.
They're at Laverne's.
And so the Rangers come up, and they're doing that, like, clearly evil Power Rangers walk.
There's the slow motion round the corner, like, in formation.
Yeah, like perfectly in sync.
Their heads are down a little bit, like they're looking over their... Not over, but, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, like they're, like, looking up, but forward.
Yeah, just like that.
We know what we're talking about.
We did it at each other.
So the news reporter is like, Rangers, what do you think happened here? And she's like, holds the microphone out to the Red Ranger, who does nothing except reaches for his gun.
Except he grabs a gun
and starts shooting at all these people. They all start running away. And here's the thing.
So this establishes that the Psycho Rangers are all terrible shots.
Yeah, they can't hit for beans. But here's the thing. This doesn't come up in the rest of the episode. Like, the Rangers shot at people, and we got that on camera. Like,
well, as they are running away, the actual Power Rangers run past them. So maybe they were like, oh, it's one of these again.
Oh, right. Yeah, maybe that's it. I didn't see them go past. I thought they were gone, and the Rangers showed up. I mean, we don't know.
I think they came, like, by them.
Okay. I would just run a different way. Like, nah, too many evil Rangers. I don't want to deal with any of this.
I do want to point out now that the evil Rangers have black squares on their chest instead of the all multicolored ones.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Much like a certain Silver Ranger does. So my eyes on you, Zane.
They get into a fight, and Rangers do bad. They get beat up a lot. They get beat up pretty good. The Bad Rangers have evil weapons, which are just like cool versions of...
Yeah, they're like, similar, but...
Legally distinct.
Yeah.
Like, instead of a spiral saber, it's just like a... Like, if H.R. Giger, who designed all the aliens from the movie Alien,
mm-hmm.
and all that, the whole universe, like, if he designed Power Rangers weapons, that's what these would be.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go, I think, but they look awesome, I think. They look definitely very evil. So they're all fighting. At one point, Anders gets kicked into Sentai footage. The evil one kicks him into the warehouse, and that's now Sentai footage. So they go in. They have a big fight. They get beat up even more. What happens to the other Rangers? I know Cassie shoots at the evil pink one, and she just disappears.
Yeah, does nothing. Like, So this is a satellite stunner?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does not, like, she is not phased by this.
Well, like,
all.
She, like, the pink one, I think, like, goes ethereal and just, like, it
phases.
Well,
she's getting shot by it, but she just stands there. She turns and looks at Cassie while she's being shot and then just blinks out.
The old, gave her the old pepper treatment.
and it shows up behind her with her hand in her chest.
Yeah. Ashley just could not hit the yellow one. The yellow one was, like, dodging around. The black one stabbed at Carlos, who, like, dodged and, like, caught it. It caught the evil lance, more of a trident, really.
Yeah.
And he just does that, like, pick you up and slam you into something to Carlos. I don't know if DJ did anything.
I can't remember. I'm sure he did. We saw all of them fighting at one point or another.
Then the evil rangers all, like, line up, and they do that, like, power down thing, and just the Power Rangers suits disappear as we cut to commercial.
Yeah, it's weird, because Andros is like, who are you guys? And they say, you'll find out soon enough, and they do the pose as it fades
to commercial.
I
thought they were going to teleport away.
That's what I thought, too, but we come back from commercial, and they are unmorphed, I guess?
Well, yeah, they're untransformed.
Yeah.
And now they're the Psycho Rangers.
Yep, so soon enough is literally the next thing I say will be telling you who we are.
Soon enough, after about 2 minutes and 10 seconds of commercials. So they look awesome.
I love the Psycho Rangers.
Their armor reminds me a little bit of Astronema's, because they have like a V on the chest.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, armor and not just like spandex. They got like... It looks like fire, kind of like these like shoulder and head flare. That like it looks a little bit like fire. They're all color coordinated. They have a weird symbol on their belt that I'm sure means something.
Means Psycho Rangers.
Yeah. Well, I forget what they're called.
Is it a W for Wego Rangers?
No, definitely not. I forget what they're called in Mega Ranger. It's like Knee Ranger. Neon? Neo? Something. I don't know. Someone tell us. I don't remember, but I think that symbol was something related to that. They beat up the Power Rangers more.
Yep.
As they're walking to go to the Power Rangers, they say, we're stronger and faster and smarter than you. And then the pink one goes, but we're evil. Like, we didn't get it.
Yeah, we get it.
Like,
it's like earlier in the surf shack when Carlos was like, after... everything was put together with the Copernicus.
Yeah.
And TJ hits the button and it makes a noise and they all go, oh. Then Carlos is like, that sounds just like our communicators.
Yeah. Like, hey, kids, this might come up twice later. Well, more than twice, but explicitly two more times. So Psycho Rangers beat up the Power Rangers. They are not messing around. Nope. And I love it.
They slap the claw on them.
They do. They grab them by the head, and I assume they're taking the program out of their little front thing in Mega Ranger, but they just start draining their energies.
Kind of just their knowledge, I think.
It seems like they're doing like a deep scan on them. And then Zane busts through a wall. We see him do that like time tunnel type deal, and then he busts through a wall on his motorcycle, and I don't know what he does to make the save, but they all leave. They're like,
he just shows up, and when he gets off his bike, the psychos are gone.
They're gone. Okay. So then we cut to them on the Dark Fortress. They, like, teleport, and they land on the Dark Fortress, and Astronema's there, and she's evil and half a cyborg, and she's got a lot more robot parts than I remember.
Yeah, a lot of them... We're probably supposed to believe they are, quote-unquote, installed on her.
Right.
But it just looks like a different robot armor.
Yeah,
it's not nearly as slick as the last one.
I think it does its job. Like, it makes it seem like she's evil. She's super duper evil now.
Yeah,
she's also got like I know she has like the Bluetooth face headset thing, but there's also like a wire coming out of the back of her neck.
She does have like a Bane tube on the back of her neck,
just feeding her venom. They basically tell Astronema like, "Hey, we downloaded their knowledge. We're you know, we'll learn more about him soon, and then we'll be able to destroy him." She's like, good, go back and get more info on them, or, like, go find them or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess the primary thing they downloaded was that the communicator theme, it means Power Ranger.
Yeah, they know what the communicators sound like. Maybe they got cut short, so that's, like, the only Power Ranger thing they could get.
It's the only thing they've been able to, like,
but they also said they each are now linked to a Ranger. Which it's weird that you chose to link to the same color.
That never goes well.
No, it
like,
doesn't.
When the Power Rangers first started fighting, they all linked up, to, like, you know, Pink Fought Pink, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, guys, you should know by now. Like, just switch up colors and it's so much easier.
And the Blue Ranger is like, we can just go kill them right now. And an astronomer just bosses up.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
She's like, no, go find out more about them, like I said. Like,
she zaps him and she's like, know your place, psychos.
No, that's later.
That's later?
That's later, yeah.
Okay, I thought that was now.
No, that's when they come back.
Okay, you're yeah, right.
Something
they,
crazy happens later. She's like, go back down and scan them some more and learn more about them and you know, finish down there, something, whatever. Go down, do more work. So we cut to Ashley and Andrew sitting on like a planter outside of like an office park. And they're like, they're going to kill us. they know all of our moves and they know, you know, they're just more powerful than us. So what are we going to do? And Andrew's like, let's go back to the ship. We got to like figure something out. This guy, like they leave and we don't move. Like the camera stays there and a guy sits down and puts his backpack on the bench behind them and like pulls out his Copernicus 5000.
He's got a new address to type in.
And hits the make a noise button. And it's like, bloop. And then the blue and the black Rangers are like, oh, there's one. Let's go get him.
Got him.
They teleport down. And their teleport is awesome. It's like this jump teleport.
Yeah.
Like, it looks really cool. I really like it. And they land, and they, like, pick him up by his neck, and they're like, oh, we're going to kill you now, Black Ranger.
Yeah, they slam him against the wall.
They put the claw on him, and they're like, ah, this is just a person.
Why did they think he was the Black Ranger?
I don't know. He's wearing green.
Because the only two Rangers that were there were Andros and Ashley.
Yeah.
And then he hits the button, and he's wearing, like, green and tan. Maybe it's because it was Psycho Black, and he's like, I'm linked to the Black Ranger.
Yeah, that's you're not as linked as you think you are then, I guess, huh?
I guess not. This is what the Black Ranger's communicator sounds like.
Yeah, I bet it's him. No, they're all the same. In fact, that's like a whole thing, guys. Then we cut over to Pink and Yellow, who hear the same thing, and they teleport down, and they shoot a car.
This is important that I want to point out. Yellow hears it and goes to the car. And I think Pink rips the door off the car.
One of them does.
I think it's Pink, because then Yellow points her gun in, and it's two old people. And Yellow yells at Pink and says, I thought you said you heard one.
Yeah, but no.
But you heard it.
It was you.
You psycho.
That is planting some seeds for later, which I like. Not later this episode, later in this arc.
Right.
Because, God, this arc is a real good one, guys. So then we cut to Deca, who is just useless. She's like, there are disturbances downtown. I'm like, what kind of disturbances? Unknown.
I don't know. I'm going back to bed.
See you guys later. You got this, right? Alpha, you're on point. So
that's okay. Cassie's got it because she goes over to a console and types something in and then suddenly knows that the Psycho Rangers are attacking random people on Earth.
She goes over to the computer and she types in, what though? And it's like, oh, Psycho Rangers are attacking random people.
Is the computer not Deca?
I don't think so.
Then what's a Deca?
Deca.
What the Deca is going on?
Deca just is like a creepy spy cam in your room.
Oh.
I might have to cut that. I don't know if I can air that on this podcast.
Yeah, and then Carlos is like, why? And like, even if it wasn't like they think they're the Power Rangers, and if it was literally just they're attacking random people.
They're psycho.
It's obvious why. They're trying to get you out.
So TJ calls Zane, and he's like, hey, Zane, they're attacking random people down there. Be on the lookout. He's like, okay, got it. And Zane puts his phone away, because he has, like, a whole phone. Like, his communicator is just a phone.
It was very funny to me, because he had to, like, hide to answer it, and then he just, like, flipped open his cell phone. And I was like, oh, you wouldn't have to hide now.
No.
That's just normal. Oh, I mean, it's an older one, so now you would still have to hide.
Yeah, and I'd be like, where'd you get that 1965 cell phone, Zane?
It's 1980. It's just like a giant.
It has like a flap to cover the buttons. Like, what even is that? Do they even make phones with buttons anymore?
They do. You can still get flip phones if you want one.
Why?
Stubborn old people.
All right. Man, I love sending a text message and just saying, hey, and it takes me 9 button presses.
Old people aren't in it for text messages.
That's true.
It's literally just, if I fall down, I want to be able to call somebody.
If you get, you're right. Okay. Do what you will, old people, with your old phones. That leads the Psycho Rangers right to Zane. It's Blue and Black again, who are just super mad about the last one. So they're like, this one's got to be it. And like, we got a Power Ranger. Except, here's the thing. they didn't scan him either. Like, they don't know. They just assumed that, like, oh, he's got a thing out. He must be a Power Ranger.
His was not one of those weird Copernicus 5000s. But yeah, there's no sixth psycho, which like is fine, but like it's just putting Zane a little higher than he needs to be.
We don't know if there's no sixth psycho yet.
You're right. There's not yet.
There just hasn't been so far in this first episode. They get Zane, and I guess they just punch him in the back of the head and knock him out real quick.
They kick him into like a railing or something. Like,
he drops his phone.
He takes a hit.
Yeah, he drops his phone. Anders on the ship comes out and is like, hey, I figured out he stole someone's Copernicus. He's like, it's these things. It's the noise is leading him right to him. Like, okay, so we can't use our communicators. And then Tita's like, oh, I did just call Zane.
And then Cassie's like, I'll check on him, and goes to call him again. And then is like, oh, crap, I can't
do that. Rats. Which is, that I like, because there's a lot of times where I will have my phone in my hand and be like, where is my phone?
Right.
And I think that's not exclusive to me. I think it's probably a pretty common feeling.
I've been on it, like looking at something.
And you're like, I can't put my phone in my pocket.
It's not in my pocket. Yeah. Where is it? Uh-oh.
So I think this is the same thing. Like, yeah, let me just call Zane. Oh, right. We can't call him to warn him. Ah, beans. So Zane and TJ, not Zane and TJ, Anders and TJ are like, all right, let's go find him. So they go down to the market, which is just an office park. There's no market here. I don't know why they called it a market.
Who knows?
So they teleport down and they find his phone. I don't know why I put a question mark at the end of this note. They definitely did, Jake, from the past. Trust me. So then they're like, ah, he's not here. They teleport back up. And I guess Asher's like, hey, I found him at the library. He's in the light. I don't know how she tracked him. Was his morpher still on him?
There was like a quick like scan for Zane. He's in the library.
Yeah.
Like it was blink and you miss it. They found him.
I guess to be fair, Zane was being scanned for 2 straight years. So they probably got a pretty tight lock on him. So they teleport down and they can't morph yet. Because I guess that makes a communicator sound. I don't know. We haven't done the legwork to say why they can't.
Yeah. Well, they do say like, no, they'll hear us.
Right.
Because I guess you cannot morph without yelling, even though you definitely can, because I've seen you do it before.
I mean, Rocky's whispered it before and it worked.
But even the Space Ranger, well, I guess they yell Let's Rocket every time.
Yeah.
Because TJ's about to. He's got the hand motion out.
He's
I think Cassie's
there.
Like, no, dude.
He's like, dude, be cool, TJ. Dang.
I do like that they walked right into a Mario 64 invisible wall.
Yeah, there's like straight up an invisible wall. They're like, there's a library. You know how like your libraries are like a mansion in a clearing on a lot of property.
Just like outside of town.
Yeah, that's the library in Angel Grove now, I guess. And they bump into this wall. And I don't know if there was actually a wall there, but everyone hit the same mark. Like they were good on the miming.
I feel like there was a behind the wall angle, and it did kind of look like a sheet of glass.
We reversed angled onto them, and we were at such an angle that there was no glare or anything, but like TJ hits it and it looks like his hand just like stops.
So there might have been just a pane of glass
maybe
there or something.
I'd have to watch it again and see if there's like a imprint on them or if they were just all like doing real good work that day. So like, all right, we need a distraction. So they send the mega tank. You remember the mega tank from that episode where Cassie was on a date?
They drove it up an office building.
Yeah, you remember that?
Through the secret stairs that lead right to the room they needed
the
to get to.
Mega tank with stairs and scaffolding in a regular office building. It's got this recording and it's just playing the communicator sound over and over again. Psycho Rangers all like jump for it, and they do that cool teleport again where they the jump teleport, and they land on the ground. They all start running super duper fast.
That looks a little silly.
It looked a little goofy, but I liked it.
Because their upper bodies, I think their arms are just going like normal, but their feet are like...
Their feet are doing some Sonic, the TV show movements. So I guess the answer is yes, the Psycho Rangers did go fast.
They have gone fast. They are faster than the Power Rangers.
That's true. And they're evil.
And they're evil.
So they open the door. Tank's just going like, bloop, bloop, bloop. And they're like, I can't believe we got pranked so bad.
Psycho Red punches the thing.
Punches it.
Boosh.
And that somehow lets the Rangers know that they're good.
I guess it was like, make the distraction and they will go to it, which will give us time to morph.
Yeah.
So they do that and they break the force field, and then the Psycho Rangers just
show
run
up
warp
and be,
past
well,
them.
Well, one of them is like, oh, I just heard him break the force field. There, we gotta go. We got distracted. We gotta go back. So I think that's why.
Yeah, it bought them like 1 second so that they could morph, and the Psycho Rangers would not see them unmorphed. I think was what the plan was.
That might be it.
So let's they could still, if they needed to, they could still blend in on
Earth. Right, right. Let's go with that. Well, I mean, Andros does have KO-35 hair, but hey. Right. Also, Astronomer knows what they all look like. She could just tell him.
That's true.
They probably have pictures.
It's not a perfect plan, but it is a Power Rangers plan.
That's
she has at
true.
Least one picture.
Oh, just of Zane, though, who they already caught. So they already know what Zane looks like. And there's a picture of baby scowling Andros. This, but an adult. Cut inside to Zane, who, like, is rocking in his chair and knocks a pot off of a little bookshelf, and it breaks, and he, like, falls over, but it broke in front of him? Like, he lands with his face to where the pot is, not where his hands are.
No.
And the next shot is his hands where the pot is. And, like, no, that's not where you were.
Unless he, like, side-hopped the chair
well,
over.
There was no, like, anything. So just, like, you know, one stray piece went backwards, thank goodness. Because he didn't measure or anything. He just, like, oh, good, I did it. And then
got it. Going down.
And he grabs it and he starts cutting at the ropes. And I was like, dude, you're just going to cut your wrists all up
now
doing
this. That's like a terracotta pot, right? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That stuff's like not sturdy. It's like very frail.
It's super sharp, though.
Is it? Okay. Because I was like, is that going to cut the rope or is that just going to like crumble in his hand?
No, ceramics are very strong.
Right.
Because of whatever process, when you heat them up, they just get real strong. So they can shatter, but they're not like crumbly or anything. And then terracotta is like super sharp. When I used to work in lawn and garden, there have been broken pots and you pick it up and you're like, yeah, I can stab someone to death with this for sure. So he's cutting it, but it's like this weird jagged piece. It's not like a point or a edge. It's just like this. And I was like, just be careful, my dude. That's like a pretty sensitive area, please. We cut back outside. Psycho Rangers beat up the Power Rangers. Just again, they have their number. Like, there's nothing the Power Rangers can do to, like, stop them at all. And I love that. I love that this is, like, the setup for what we know is going to be, like, 5 more episodes. But, like, the Rangers don't know that yet.
Yeah.
You know, this is usually a one-and-done thing. But, like, no, they just get their butts kicked the whole time. They blast them with lightning and keep blasting them. Like, just, like, have, like, a continuous stream of lightning blasts on them. And then they run out of energy and teleport away. Like, not of their own free will. Like, the Psycho Rangers just disappear.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's going on? Ah! And they stop and they're, like, you know, moaning and stuff because, like, they ran out of energy or whatever. And then we cut back to the Rangers. Like, we don't leave with the Psycho Rangers. We just, like, look over at the Rangers who are, like, exploding and drop to the ground and collapse. It's crazy.
Yep.
Then Zane comes out and he's like, hey, I'm here. Let me help you guys up. And he's like, oh, you guys okay? And they're like, yeah, I think we're fine. You did not look fine a second ago in that Sentai footage, my dude. So then we go to the Dark Fortress. The Psycho Rangers show up and they are just like shoving Quantrons out of the way. They are on a war path. And they get up to Astronomy like, we had them. We could have killed them right then. And this is when...
This is what I was talking about. Yeah. When Astronomer is like, you will kill them when I say to kill them.
So she's facing away from them, which indicates that she is not worried about what they could do to her.
She is not scared, like, of a single one of them.
Not even a little bit. 100 mother effers can't tell her nothing. So Blue is like, we could have had him, like right up in her business. And she like touches her locket, but doesn't. Like, it looks like she does, but... Then the move afterwards looks like a cover for it, and it's really subtle, and I really like it. And she, like, closes her fist, and it glows with purple lightning, and she turns around and just, like, zaps him, and it blasts him backwards, and she's like, you finish them when I say you finish them.
Know your place, psychos.
You may be the new hotness in town, but I am the king shit of fuck mountain around here, all right? It's awesome. I love Astronomer so much. So then she just walks away. She doesn't like make them leave. She doesn't do any more. There's no more power moves. She doesn't need to do anything. She just like is like, all right, I'm out. And then walks into her room and Ecliptor like sees them turning tail and like running away and walks into the bedroom, is like, my princess, tell me your plan and I will help you. And she's like, oh, it's pretty easy. They get their power from Dark Spectre. So I'm going to make them use up all of his energy before they kill the Rangers.
Literally drain him until he is nothing.
Until he's nothing. And then kill the Rangers with the last of his energy. And then I'll be number one in town. Yeah, I'll be the only game in town.
She's like, there can only be one
evil monarch.
Evil monarch. And it's going to be me. It's going to be me.
And that's where the episode ends.
Yeah.
On Astronema being the baddest dude in Revere.
Yep.
So, Josh, I started.
Yes.
What's the best?
The best is the Psycho Rangers.
Yes.
And how they just completely have the Rangers number, and it's not just crappy putties in bad suits with ski masks.
It's not four putties and a monster just like who like tricked them for an episode. It's like five, this like new Sentai, this new team of evil Rangers. Like,
it's like an actual evil team.
Yeah, for real, because all the other times we've seen, it's always been like, hey, we turned five punkers into ski mask gimps.
Yeah, they don't do anything except awkwardly stand outside this cave.
They stand around, and they can't move because they will rip their pants because it's all made of very bad material. And their ski masks just are hats with holes cut in them. This looked so bad.
It did.
And like then it was like, you know, from the episode that we did, Power Rangers Behaving Badly in season one, A Bad Reflection on You, that was literally like Twin Man and four putties. There's been a couple other versions like that. We've never seen like real evil is here now. Deal with it. What's the worst?
I think it's not a bad episode. So I think the worst part, and it's not even worse, it just seemed like pointless, was the cold open.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, it worked fine, but it had nothing to do with nothing. Like, they don't even mention, like, you know, I sent the owl later down to distract them while I, like, came up with the Psycho Ranger.
Right.
There was nothing about it. It just happened, and then who cares?
I actually kind of like that because,
the next thing is in the surf spot. Well, they're watching the TV. Well, not the next thing, but the next Power Rangers thing.
Yeah,
they're watching the TV on the news, and it's like, someone who destroyed these buildings. It's like, well, there was just a giant owl
could
have said.
Yeah, I also was thinking of that. I actually kind of like the cold open because, like, when they beat the monster in the very beginning, you're like, what's going to happen? Like, where do they go from here? That's always the end of an episode. So when you start with it, it, like, sets up these, you know, weird expectations. So I kind of like that. I'm going to say the worst is just every time they were like, in case you didn't get it, the communicator and the noise are the same. Yeah. So like maybe that'll come up.
We did it the subtle way, but also we're just going to tell you.
We're just also just saying it outright. They also did it with one other thing.
It was when Pink was like, we're evil.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, oh, the Psycho Rangers are evil?
We figured that out. Look at you.
Yeah, you look psycho. And also, you just beat up the heroes for five straight minutes. Like, we probably figured that out.
I do like that they're like, we're evil. And they, like, in no way believe they're the good guys of their story.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're the villains.
Yeah, we're Psycho Rangers. We're going to get you. Who's the MVP?
Astronema.
Absolutely. 100% Astronema.
Yep.
She's so cool. Guys, she's so cool. She's so cool, guys. That's going to do it for us for this episode. The next one is called Carlos on Call. And
I read the sentence on Netflix.
Okay, you said, oh, that's the one where this thing, and I was like, oh, right. We'll talk about it next time. But there's a thing in that episode that I want to come back so bad that I know Power Rangers will never do.
No.
So we'll talk about that on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
So she's facing away from them. Excuse me. My voice hit puberty. I'm sorry. Finally, after 27 years.
You're free.
I'm free.